When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 25th edition. 12 games slate on tap for you tonight. It'll be a wild one as we have 8 totals of the 10 available. There's still 2 totals we're waiting on. 8 of the current 10 totals are 9 or higher. We have currently 9 of the 20 team totals are 5 or higher. Going to be another big one. There's a few aces out there. I tried to narrow down the pitching pool as best as I could for you, so I don't just give you a million names, and we'll go from there. But before we do, go check out Super Draft, guys. I've been preaching it and preaching it and preaching it. Get in there before everybody else does. Get your feet wet. Get ready to cash over there. We had Jesse, DFS Golf Gods, take second and another high finish in golf last week. We've had Dire Work win a handful of times. I've been high up in football. We're making money over there on Super Drafts. So come check it out. Have some fun with us over there. And use promo code Bubba when you create your account. When you create your account, they'll give you a code spot. Put Bubba in there. You'll get a $10 deposit bonus when you make your first deposit. So go check out Superdraft in your app store. Tons and tons of fun. All right. The totals on this 12-gamer. We have Cubs-Pirates, 9.5. Phillies-Nationals, 10. Orioles-Blue-Jays, 10. Marlins-Mets, 7.5. Waiting on Yankees-Rays as the Yankees are using an opener. Red Sox, Rangers, 12. Indians, White Sox, 9.5. Braves, Royals, 9. Rockies, Giants, waiting on that one. A's, Angels, 9. Astros, Mariners, 9.5. And Dodgers, Padres, 8.5. All the offense that you can love, imagine, it's all at your fingertips. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. You have DeGrom at 12,000. Great spot versus Miami. Obviously a phenomenal play. If you can pay for him, you go for him. Just below him, Shane Bieber, which is very nice. You got to be careful. The wind's blowing out to center field in Chicago at about 12 miles an hour. But Bieber has been electric this year. He is not sorry for what he's done to baseball and, more importantly, the Chicago White Sox. Bieber, when he's facing the White Sox, faces a team that strikes out 26% of the time to right-handed pitching. He's a minus 250 road favorite in this matchup. When you look at the team totals on this slate, Miami has a team total of 2 versus DeGrom. The White Sox have a 3.63. So DeGrom's $200 more than Bieber, a phenomenal play against the Miami Marlins. At the same time, I think Bieber's a great pivot at 11.8 versus the Chicago White Sox. Just be careful, all things considered. But he's faced the White Sox 3 times this year, averaging almost 19 points per start. After those two, Morton versus the Yankees, you can definitely go there. The Yankees lineup's a little depleted. I'd rather go to Bieber or to DeGrom. Greinke's super inconsistent. He's an option at 10-4 versus Kikuchi. I'm not going to tell you no. But for me, it's Bieber and DeGrom, and you're going 10K and above. Those are the two guys I'm going to. I'm going all the way to the top. That's where I would plant my flag. Now, when you drop below 10K, it gets a little muddy. And it's already changed because I had a different pitcher written down here, and now it's not him. It's Josh Tomlin going for Atlanta. So that changes everything. I loved Mike Soroka tonight. So $9,800 gone. Now we drop down even farther because I really don't want Andrew Heaney versus the A's. I like the A's bats quite a bit tonight. You could go Heaney in a GPP if you have to. Anibal Sanchez versus Philadelphia, risky to say the least. And then you drop down like Lester versus Pittsburgh, probably not. Duggar versus the Mets, I'll pass. Samardzija at home versus Colorado at only 75, I'll take my chances. Samardzija's been much better at home this year than on the road. He's averaging a 3-1 home, 3-5 road. But more importantly, versus Colorado, he's faced them 3 times this year, even in Coors, and he's averaging 24 points per start against the Rockies. He's been outstanding versus the Rockies. Something to keep an eye on there. It is always risky with Samardzija. You don't know exactly what pitcher you're going to get, but for a guy with a 3.64 ERA at $7,500 and pitcher for the AT&T Park, the ball was flying out of there last night as they went 16 innings, and the Rockies won 8-5. Hampson went deep twice. Talked about him for sure. But Colorado strikes out 22.5% of the time versus righties. Decent spot there versus for Samardzija. And we're waiting on the team total on that one. But lefties 342, righties 308 versus Samardzija. So at 7,500, he's in play for you tonight. A couple others to take a peek at here. We're looking at punts now because I'm not taking Tomlin in Kansas City. Porcello in Texas, I'll pass. Drew Smiley, I'll pass. Rod Stripling's only going 2 to 3 innings, so be careful there. Lagerbäck was interesting, but I'll pass. Tim Melville, $5,600 at the Giants. This one has my attention because he has been horrific on the road at home. I mean, 8 ERA at home, on the road, a 2.13 ERA in his two starts, averaging 24 points. He's had back-to-back home starts where he got blitzed, but then at San Diego, 24 points. Got beat up at home again versus Pittsburgh and Atlanta. He pitched well. At Arizona, pitched outstanding. So his two road starts have been really good. It's risky, but it's a punt play at 5,600 going up against that good old Giants offense there. When you look at Melville, Giants striking out almost 24% of the time versus righties. Melville, 41% ground ball rate and only an 18% K rate. Just keep the ball in the park, Tim. That's the key to the game. Keep the ball in the park. Lefties 367, righties 366. But you're more targeting the Giants offense with a 303 WOBA and a 166 ISO, which is dreadful. So Melville at 56, very much worth a look tonight as a punt. And then the other punt would be Mike Montgomery if you're desperate, but I'd rather not. I'd rather keep it with Melville. So at this point in time, it's really basic for me. If when lineups come out, things can change. But I'm really trying to narrow it down the best I can for you on these slates. It's DeGrom and Bieber up top. It's Shark and Melville down below. Those are the only guys I really like right now. You could go Morton, like I said. You could go Greinke. Heaney, super GPP. Not looking there, but like Happ and Lois Seager are priced high. One's an opener, one's a long man. You can't afford that. Lester versus Pittsburgh. You could go Lester versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's been really bad versus lefties, but Lester's just been very bad, period. When you look at Lester versus the Pirates this year, he's only averaging 13 points per start. He's been bad on the road. 14-5, 3.5, 4, 28, 18, minus 4. You get that same type of production for $800 cheaper with just Samardzija. So Lester is an option if you need something, but still not a great one. It's just so many really sketchy guys, and I'm going to go with what's got us here. If things change throughout the day, I obviously talk about him in the Slack chat and the TQE member Discord all day. So check all that out. But for now, it's DeGrom, it's Bieber, it's Shark, it's Melville. Those are the guys I'm looking at for now. And there's some other GPP darts if you're feeling it. All right, let's get the bats on this 12-game slate where we should have plenty. Got Christian Vasquez in hitter-friendly Texas versus the lefty Allard. He's an option at 49. Not sure I'll be paying that high for Christian Vasquez. I'd probably rather save some cash, drop on down to the likes like Steven Vogt at 4,100. You have Robinson Chirinos versus Kikuchi at 4, which is interesting, to say the least. You have Vic Caratini at 39 versus Agrizal as an option as well. Pedro Severino had the day off yesterday, surprisingly. He's 37 if you need to go that direction. Yan Gomes, if he gets to start versus Drew Smiley at 37, is very, very nice. I like that quite a bit. Big upside in that one. You have Sean Murphy versus Heaney at 3,600. Not too shabby there. A few others to take a peek at. Buster Posey went deep yesterday. That was a surprise to many. Trevino's always cheap. He's in Texas against Porcello at 32. He had a nice night last night. And then you just check lineups. There's going to be some definite punts down here. Like Tony Walters, if he starts for Colorado, he's 2,900 versus Shark. There will definitely be some options down below. First base, you got Howie Kendrick versus the lefty Smiley. If you're feeling frisky, Kendrick's just been, after that red-hot start to the season, really hasn't done a whole heck of a lot. He's averaging 8.8 over his last 10, but it's been a lot of pinch hitting, not a lot of game starts. Like his last starts, 5, 6, 10, 6. He did have a 29 and a 26. Had a couple good games there about 2 weeks ago. But it's been very, very spotty with Kendrick's playing time, so be careful. Danny Santana versus Porcello is very interesting. Texas should have a nice total tonight. Yeah, 5.7 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 330, righties 336 versus Porcello, who's having a very, very bad season. So Santana at 53 would be a nice contrarian play up top if you want to go there. Switch it and Carlos Santana. I love Cleveland again tonight. All over them last night. They helped me win some cash. We'll go back to that well against Ross Detweiler. Cleveland 5.9 team total. Lefties 376. Righties 404. Chicago bullpen's a mess as we saw last night because they used a lot of it. Carlos Santana switch hitting to 5K. Very solid play. You got Trey Mancini who just continues to crush baseballs. Yeah, I think he had 3 or 4 more hits last night. 5 hits. 5 for 5 last night with 2 doubles. 25 points. Hitting 478 over his last 10. Averaging 15.3. He gets Wagasbach tonight, which is a really, really good spot to be in, obviously. when you look at Baltimore's team totals, 4.5, lefties 309, righties 377, reverse splits off Wagisbach. So Mancini at 48, a great play again tonight. I like Baltimore for a third straight night. We're going to go back to that well and really try to spank the Toronto Blue Jays yet again. If you are fading UC Kikuchi, Gurriel's an option. Astros 6.1 team total, second highest on the slate. Lefties 312, righties 353. So Yuli Gurriel, 47, is in play for you. Max Muncy went deep yesterday. That was a good sign to see. Maybe he's heating up. But G-Man Choi, talked about him yesterday. He went deep again. He's averaging 9.5 over his last 10. He's 4,200. He hits Lois Siga and then J.A. Happ. So keep an eye on that one. Reese Hoskins is 41. Is some value. Aledimus Diaz, if he cracks the Houston lineup, he's only 4,100. First base, second base. If you want some savings there, you can definitely go that direction. And then below 4K, it's, you know, Nate Lowe. Renato Nunez actually had a good game yesterday. He's been ice cold of late. He had 11 points for you yesterday. He's only hit .161 over his last 10, so be careful. Don't go running to Nunez. There's better options in that Orioles lineup, but he had a big one last night, something to keep in mind there. And then other than that, Rowdy Tellez, Justin Smoke, 3,700 respectively against Gabriel Yanoa, a guy you can definitely take advantage of in his matchup. And last but not least, with Tomlin starting and not Soroka, A, the Royals are going to be priced even cheaper than usual because we're expecting Soroka, but you got Ryan O'Hearn who put up another 11 points last night. The dude's hitting it harder than almost anybody in baseball right now. 11-4, 26 in his last three games. He's $3,200. He's a hell of a punt versus Mike Tomlin tonight. Mike Tomlin. Let me repeat that again. Mike Tomlin. All right, second base. Howie Kendrick at 53 is nice, but Kevin Biggio, 5K, I like that a lot. But go to Ozzie Albies at 49. Mentioned him yesterday versus a lefty. All he did was go 3-for-4 with a double, a homer, 28 points. He's hitting .447 over his last 10. He mashes lefties. Mike Montgomery is not that good, folks. Atlanta has a team total of 5.2. Lefties, 422. Righties, 377 versus Montgomery. So Albies, very solid play at 4,900. You got Altuve at 49, which is great. And then Johnny VR at 48, I like a lot as well. VR put up only 5 points last night. But, man, you look at him, 5, 24, a 7, a 12, a 31, 19, 10, 16. Lots to love with Johnny VR at 48 as well. Albies is my top play up here. But Biggio, Albies, Altuve, VR, all great options at second base. Really, really good plays all the way up top. When you slide down, you can look at a Nick Solak at 4,500. It's been kind of quiet for Mr. Solak of late. But, you know, he put up 14 over the weekend, put up 2 last night. He's really cooled down quite a bit. But 45 versus Porcello could be just the thing to get him off the snide. When he dropped down to the low fours, you got Rougned Odor went deep yesterday. He's a good GPP play at 4,200. Asdrubal Cabrera switch hitting at 41 versus Smiley. Whit Merrifield, again, the Royals are going to be cheap. Whit's 4,100 versus Tomlin. Whit put up 7 points last night. Leading off versus Tomlin's a really nice look there tonight in that lineup. The Royals, they're going to be one of my sneakier stacks tonight. Definitely a value-saving play in that matchup. That's going to be very, very nice. Garrett Hampson, again, $3,800. I loved him last night. 37 points. He went 3-for-6, 2 homers, 2 walks. The dude's hitting .425 over his last 10 with 5 steals, 5 homers, averaging 16.3 points per game, facing the Shark at $3,800. Definite upside in that one. Robbie Cano only 37 versus Duggar hitting cleanup for the Mets. That's a nice value as well. You got Brian Dozier at 36 versus Smiley. GPP only as Dozier's been super inconsistent to say the least. And then you have Joey Wendell at 33 as our usual cheapy du jour. Third base, Anthony Rendon had a huge doubleheader yesterday. He's 5,400 versus Smiley in a really, really good spot in that matchup. Not a huge doubleheader, but he was productive in the highlights. Washington's got a 5.6 team total. Lefties 411, righties 358 versus Smiley. So Rendon's a very good good look there versus Smiley. Devers versus Allard is just fine. Devers had a nice night last night. 16 points. We were talking about it. He's going to get going here towards the end of the year. Don't mind him again versus Allard. His lefties are actually hitting Allard better than righties. Lefties 360, righties 306. As Boston has a 6.3 team total, highest on the slate. Bregman went deep yesterday. He's a great play versus Kikuchi. So as you expect, guys, 5K and above are phenomenal. J-Ram returned last night, hit a grand slam and a 3-run Jimmy Jack. He was money at 5K, got me almost 40 DraftKings points. That was beautiful. Once he was in the lineup, I had put it in both chats immediately, lock and load. So good looks there. J-Ram versus Detweiler is very nice at 5K, but all the 5K and above, super, super good. Mentioned Gurriel earlier. He's an option at 4,700. If you want to go on down, Josh Donaldson's been cold, but 44 versus Montgomery's interesting for sure. John Birdie continues to get it done. He's 41 versus DeGrom tonight, so be careful. But last night he had a hell of a night versus Syndergaard. 3 for 5 with a ribby, a walk, and 4 stolen bases. Got you 33 DraftKings points. 4 stolen bases in one game. You can run on the Mets, folks. John Birdie at 41. Very, very nice. Drubal Cabrera, mentioned him at 41. You have Vladito at 4K. I like him again. I'm going to like him pretty much every day. He's this cheap. He's too good for these matchups, to say the least. Hunter Dozier at only 38 versus Mike Tomlin. That is juicy. Dozier 7 points last night in that Royals victory. Great spot there versus Tomlin. I'm not sure why Tomlin's pitching tonight. That's an interesting. Maybe they're saving Soroka for later. I don't know. Weird. Very weird. Setting it up for the postseason is what they're doing, folks. But, yeah, Starling Castro versus DeGrom, 34 if you need to. But I'd rather stay away. Go to, like, Joey Wendell or Brandon Drury's only 3K versus Gabriel Yanoa. And then Brad Miller, he was batting in the middle of that Phillies order yesterday. And he hit 2 jacks off of Scherzer, 32 DraftKings points. He's $3,300, second base, third base, going against Anibal Sanchez. Not the worst punt in the world at all. Shortstop, you got Trey Turner. He had a monster game on yesterday. He's 5,400 versus Smiley in a great spot. But so is Frenchie Lindor at 53 versus Detweiler. Really good look for you there. You got the X-Man. You got Bregman. All great plays. I'd probably go Lindor. It's just always my boo. And then Turner and Bregman are pretty close. 2A, 2Bs, I'd say right there. When you slide on down, though, Marcus Semien at 49 versus Heaney is a very good spot. So is Johnny VR at 48. I like my Orioles tonight. Orioles, Royals, it's going to be so sexy. I can feel it already. It's going to be great. And the Indians. Whew, the Indians. Sliding on down, though, Corey Seager's 4,200. John Birdie, 41. Both options for you. Dansby Swanson, only 4K. He really hasn't gotten it going since coming off the IL, but he's super cheap for Atlanta. Nico Horner's only 39 versus Agrizal. Not a bad look for you there when you're looking at value. Willie Adames at 38 because it's Loisiga. And then it's the lefty, J.A. Happ. So Adames at 38 could get you a nice couple of bats versus Happ there. Maybe take him to Ding Dong City, which would be oh so nice. Heading to the outfield where it will be loaded. George Springer at 57 is great. Mookie Betts left early yesterday. They're going to monitor him the rest of the way, so be careful with that. Jordan Alvarez is a very good play. Danny Santana, great play. Don't mind Austin Meadows at all, but my top play, I've mentioned him a lot lately. He went downtown again last night for 18 points. He's hitting 366 with 5 homers, 4 doubles, 2 stolen bases, averaging 16 points over his last 10. 18, 22, 16, 21, 14, 0, 21, 10, 28 over his last 9. Oscar Mercado, $5,200 versus Ross Detweiler, is absolutely crushing it. $5,200 for Oscar Mercado would be a play I'm definitely behind tonight. He will be the cover boy on Quick Hits. Juan Soto at 51 is not shabby at all. Nick Castellanos up to 5K, taking a little luster away there, but still not bad. It's Agrizal, who's not that good. The Cubs let a lot of people down last night, so if you want to hop on the Cubs bandwagon, you can. They have a team total of 5.3, lefties 325, righties 368 versus Agrizal. So Castellanos at 5K could be interesting. Jess Dongs, Martinez at 5K versus Allard is in play for you as well. Going farther down to the 4Ks, though, Trey Mancini, I told you how much I like him already at 48. Really good spot for you there. Schwarber versus Agrizal, I like a lot. Schwarber, 12 more points last night. He's hitting 417 over his last 10. The dude's just hitting and hitting it well. $4,800 versus Agrizal is a great spot for Schwarber. Really good cash game play, actually, which is weird to say for Kyle Schwarber. A few others to take a peek at. Kyle Tucker at 48 is not bad. Jordan Luplow versus Detweiler at 46 has its upside for sure. Willie Calhoun, I like him in this matchup versus Porcello at 46. Calhoun, 12 points last night. Kind of been in a bit of a funk, but the last 2 games, 12 and 28, which has been good to see. After he was tearing the cover off the ball, went in about a week-long slump. Maybe he's waking up again just in time to face good old Ricky Porcello. Lefty's 330, righty's 336 off Porcello. So Willie Calhoun at 46, good price tag. Yasuo Puig, I told you yesterday, he's been crushing it. 19 more points last night, 19, 18, 0, 7, 19, 14, 13 over his last 6 games, hitting 459 over his last 10. 4,500 for Yasiel in a great spot there versus Detweiler. More Indians action. Farther down you go. Tommy Pham, 44, not bad versus Loisiga and J.A. Happ. Our boy Randall Grichuk at 44 is a very good spot there versus Yanoa. Always a GPP valuable play. Mentioned Conforto yesterday as a nice GPP play. Well, what did he do? He double-donged. He's in play again tonight versus Duggar at 4,400. Don't ever expect back-to-back double-dongs, but it's a good matchup to hopefully get you at least one. You got Ramon Laureano at 44 versus Heaney and Mark Canha at 44 versus Heaney. Both nice cheap price tags in that matchup. Austin Hayes' price continues to jump, but still $4,300 is pretty cheap in this matchup versus Wagespach, so I don't hate that at all. Especially if he's hitting them towards the top of the order, and you can stack him with VR and Mancini. That's a nice little three-man stack there for Baltimore. Jorge Soler, I like him a lot. If you're using Kansas City versus Tomlin at 43, he could definitely take Tomlin downtown. That's a really good price point in that one. Austin Riley, 42 versus Montgomery, as Riley should be in the lineup with no Freddie Freeman right now. You got Ian Happ versus Agrizal as an option for you. Brett Gardner, yeah. Franmil Reyes, though, 41 versus Detweiler. I do like that quite a bit. Franmil, 7 points last night. Always that big boy upside, especially against a gas can like Detweiler. Whit Merrifield at 41, mentioned him already. Victor Robles at 41 is in play. Anthony Santander at 4K versus Wagespach. I like that a bit as well. And then you drop below 4K. Like, you got your Delino DeShields Jr., who had a nice night last night. He's 3,900. Got you 13 points last night. He'd be a decent value versus Porcello. You know, Cam Maben went deep last night. Nick Markakis at 38 is a good option versus Montgomery, hitting in the middle of that Braves order. Ben Zobrist, $3,800 leading off versus Agrizal. Mentioned Garrett Hampson already at 38. So tons and tons of options down here. Wait for lineups to come out, and we'll really attack this one hard. Like Steve Wilkerson, McKinney, lots of cheapies down here. Recapping your pitching real quick. Again, I'm going to try to keep it as simple as possible. You got DeGrom, you got Bieber up top. You can mix and match some other guys. If you have any questions on anybody, feel free to ask me. But I'm going to try to keep it between DeGrom, Bieber, Shark, and Melville right now. I really wanted to use Soroka, but he's out. So it's DeGrom, Bieber, Shark, Melville at this point in time. Again, you can make some arguments for some other guys, but I'll just be staying away. When you're stacking them up, it's pretty simple. You could definitely go Boston against Allard. Houston versus Kikuchi is great. I love Cleveland. I love Baltimore. I don't mind Toronto. I think the Royals are super sneaky versus Tomlin. Texas is a great play versus Porcello. Lots to love on this slate. Atlanta versus Montgomery could be really nice. Really good spots here, but Cleveland's my top play for sure when I'm stacking them up versus Detweiler. Ride that those hot bats as they're trying to fight for that last wild card spot, so go get them. BVP on this 12-game slate. Let's see. We got Brett Gardner, 8 for 17, 2 doubles, 3 homers off Charlie Morton. Giancarlo, 9 for 24, 2 doubles and a homer. Edwin's got 2 homers. Voit has taken him deep as well. Yan Gomes, I told you I liked him if he's catching. 6 for 14, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Wade Miley. Suzuki, 4 for 8, 2 doubles, so he's a good catching option also. Kendrick's taking him deep. JT Realmuto, 6 for 12, 2 homers off Anibal Sanchez. Segura, 7 for 15, 2 doubles. Good stuff there. The Pirates are hitting 269 off Lester. Frazier's 5 for 8 with 2 doubles. Reyes, 4 for 7, double and a triple. Newman, 5 for 12. Couple interesting low-volume options. Brandon Drury, 1 for 1 with a homer off Yanoa. That's nice. Biggio's got 2 homers off Yanoa. Toronto's a good play again tonight. They really, really are. John Birdie, 5 for 9, 3 doubles off DeGrom. That is interesting. Very interesting. Odor, 5 for 8 with a double, triple, and a homer off Porcello. Mazzara, likely out, but 5 for 15, 2 doubles, and a homer as well. Yoan Moncada, 6 for 12, double, and 2 homers off of the Biebs. That's interesting. Whit Merrifield, 8 for 28, 3 doubles, a homer off Tomlin. Adalberto's taking Tomlin deep. Cuthbert's taking Tomlin deep as well. Francisco Cervelli, we called him yesterday. He went deep, 3 for 7 with a double and a homer off Montgomery. Nice cheap catcher again tonight. Albie's taking Montgomery deep. So has Adam Duvall. Daniel Murphy, 10 for 22, 2 doubles, a triple and a homer off Samardzija. Desmond, 10 for 33, 3 doubles, 2 homers versus Samardzija. Last but not least, Manny Margot, 6 for 11, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Stripling. Myers, 5 for 12, 2 doubles. But that will pretty much do it. There's the Astros are hitting 308 as a team in a small sample versus Kikuchi. Springer's 5 for 6 with a triple. Yordan Alvarez, 3 for 5 with a homer. Altuve and Marisnik have taken him deep, but super, super small samples in that one. All right, that'll wrap us up. 12-game slate in the books for this Wednesday edition. Go check us out, fantasysportsdegens.com. Got a lot of good stuff there. Francesco's keeps crushing it with the Italia Serie A coverage. We got a Bench with Bubba episode 213 dropped last night. Myself and Mike Alexander recapping Fantasy Football Week 3. I got the two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast with myself and James previewing your week four main slate action dropped for you last night. We got PGA Golf in Napa teeing off on Thursday at the Safeway Open. Myself and Jesse broke it down on the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Mitch released part two of his NBA players, one dynamic or exciting or very good player from each team you need to know for your fantasy season. So we got two parts out there, part one and part two. 20 teams covered for you so far with part three on the way. So lots of good content coming over at fantasysportsdegens.com. Come check it all out. I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. Join the Slack chat. If you have any questions, let me know. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 25th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.